WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Results from Tuesday's primary election in Brazos County included five incumbents who also won re-election because they have no opposition in November.
Winning re-election following contested primaries were District Judge Steve Smith, State Representative Kyle Cassell, County Commissioner Irma Colley, Justice of the Peace Mike McCleary, and Constable Donald Lampo. Meantime, there will be two runoffs the Tuesday after Memorial Day, both to name new Justices of the Peace. In Precinct 2, it's Tommy Munoz against Robbie James. In Precinct 4, it's Christina Butler facing Manny Aguilar. Also winning a contested primary was Rick Hill in JP Precinct 3. 13,000 voted in Brazos County, a turnout of 7%, and 6,000 fewer compared to 4 years ago. More information and interviews are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Firefighters from Bryan and College Station were among the emergency responders to an apartment fire in West Bryan Tuesday during the noon hour. Lieutenant Gerald Burnett with the Bryan Fire Marshal's Office says one of the residents was transported with burn injuries.
The residents report they heard someone yelling fire. One of the residents and the manager, they responded out and found a gentleman that was coming out saying his apartment was on fire. They called 911.
A second person living in another unit got out without being hurt. No firefighters were injured. Burnett says two units of the fourplex were destroyed and the other two were heavily damaged. All four were occupied, and Burnett says the Red Cross is assisting those residents. Where and how the fire started remain under investigation. The fire was at the Oak Forest Apartments on Westridge Circle off FM 2818 between Villa Maria and Turkey Creek Roads. Burnett says there was no fire threat to neighboring buildings in the complex, though electric service was cut for a brief period. College Station Police reports two arrests have been made and more are possible related to recent vehicle burglaries. A pair of 19-year-olds from Bryan, Dumitru Sarbe and Dylan Sear, were seen by someone living on Fraternity Row early Tuesday morning. The resident called 911 and later told investigators one of the suspects was acting as a lookout while the other was inside his SUV. Then his roommates pick up. The suspects drove away as the officers arrived, but the vehicle was stopped at Welburn and Navarro where the arrests were made. The United States used to produce enough fresh fruits and vegetables to be an exporter. Now, we're an importer. And Texas A&M agricultural economist Marco Palma says produce prices are headed higher due to the drought in California.
Look at lettuces and things of that nature. Almost 95% of those come from California. Essentially, California is the number one grower for oranges for fresh consumption. Probably some of the berries.
Palma says 30% of the fruit Americans consume, excluding bananas, and 23% of vegetables are imported. WTAW News Time at 7:08 and 38 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Good morning, it's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8 to 8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family without overtime charges. You come home after work and the unit's not working, give them a call, they'll get somebody out there. 690-2278.
Considerable cloudiness for today. There may be a passing sprinkle or two. There'll also be some patchy fog or mist this morning in spots, 55. Maybe a few sprinkles, some patchy fog or mist overnight, 35 to 40. Tomorrow, clouds will be followed by sunshine. It'll turn warmer tomorrow, high of 60. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunny Friday, temperatures Friday afternoon should be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. Coming up, A&M baseball gets a win after going 0-3 over last weekend. A&M women's basketball puts 3 on all SEC teams, and men's basketball gearing up for one of their last regular season games of the season. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up about 7:50.
Radio Shack says they're going to close around 1,100 stores, 1,100 of them. That's up a bit from last month's estimate of 500. Oh, never mind. Let's make it twice that much. That'll leave the company with about 4,100 stores. Wow.
Jeez, wow.
Didn't know they had that many. Mm. So the closures would amount to about a fifth of the stores doing my A&M consolidated math. The move took place, and some people are really surprised by this, especially after you saw the throwback commercials they did with Chucky and Dee Snider and Alf and all those people. Anyhow, store closings will affect poorly performing stores, and Radio Shack says their sales we're down 20% in the fourth quarter, due in part to weak sales in their cell phone department. Well, you know, there are a lot of places where you can buy cell phones now. So that they might need to move on to something else. Now looking for something else to drive business to their stores. And, you know, part of the problem we were talking about the other day, because I needed to buy a wired phone system. And I didn't even think of them. I mean, and we, in this business, and our advertising, talk about top-of-mind awareness.
Yep.
And that's exactly what it's about. When you need something, do you think of them? And, you know, I guess I drive by that Radio Shack a few times a week on Villa Maria, but just didn't think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's just off the radar. So, and I don't know. That's, I mean, they can talk about driving people to the store, but, you know, they are. They're going to have to come back and advertise.
Well,
and
they don't really, they're not known for anything.
Well, their current campaign, you got DIY, do it yourself, and their campaign is do it together.
Oh.
Which is
interesting.
On one hand, amusing, but I sort of like what they're getting at. They want people.
DIT? Is that it?
Yeah, sort of hacker mentality.
Oh, all right.
Just, you know, fix it yourself, but for, I guess, electronics instead of home.
Well, and again, if you want to go way, 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 way back when they were Allied Radio Shack,
mm-hmm,
I mean,
mm-hmm,
in the beginning, it was geared toward the idea of you being able to build some kind of a little electronic gizmo.
Well, when I went in there the last time, which was years ago, I was looking
Okay, that speaks volumes right there.
Well, no, that's but I was looking for a resistor or something because that's what I needed, and I thought, oh, yeah, that's the best place to go.
Right.
And nope.
Well, and it used to be we had, because you had to have those sort of things in the radio biz, we had another place that was down on Texas Avenue. Yeah, and I don't remember
that place
what the name
I liked.
Was. Yeah. And again, that place, those guys in there were, you know, they were geeky on that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They knew how to do kind of thing. And the deal is now, you know, with Radio Shack, they did have those kind of people, but then less and less of that. And it's like anything else. If your money's tied up in inventory that you're never going to move,
mm-hmm,
oh, we didn't move that capacitor that we bought 4 years ago. Now, we've got a box of 87 of them. You know, that's not a good business model, obviously. But, yeah, what do you have in there that you can move out?
I bet you could go in there and buy an old wireless.
You could do that, yeah. There's a lot of stuff in
get
there.
Get the wireless set out.
So we'll see how that works out for them and see if our stores are in any way affected here. Now, this has happened kind of before, but pretty cool shots of Niagara Falls
because
they had that, you know, last wave of pretty cold weather that came through. Now, Niagara Falls has frozen solid before and stopped, which is a little bizarre. But they're very pretty pictures. They're taken from the Ontario side, but they're all right.
So that's the second time this year.
Yeah, it is.
How scary is that in behind Niagara Falls? Because if that water's not going there, it's backing up
it's
somewhere.
It's backing up someplace. That's true. Well, and again, there's a lot of frozen stuff up there too. So you know, see how that works. Yesterday, we talked about the airline industry.
Mm-hmm.
how much money it's losing. You know, they're just bleeding money. Hello?
Billions of dollars. That was Midstate Electronics. And if you need that kind of stuff, you got to go to, like, Houston or other places now to get resistors and that kind of stuff.
Midstate. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I do. Thank you. Yeah, that used to be a pretty cool place to go into.
Yeah, Dusty used to take me there or tell me to go there a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they,
in my early days here.
Those guys knew what they were doing. That's,
I loved it.
That's for sure. All right, so yesterday we tell you $6 billion in canceled flights or whatever, and all junk because of the weather. Today, some good news, on-time arrival stats. The airline often pads their flight time with several minutes to give them that margin so that even if you have a little bit of a delay in the takeoff or the arrival time, then overall they kind of can smooth it out and make it look pretty good. Still, the on-time arrival stats are important because 2013 was one of the worst ever for the airline reliability.
Because of the weather?
Weather in some ways. Okay, here are your, these are your best on-time performance ones, okay? Number four is Southwest.
They're usually pretty good.
Has been. We'll talk about that in a second. Number three is Virgin American. Number two is Delta. Number one is Alaska. Like Alaska, got that Eskimo back there on the back of their airplane.
On the tail.
That's the other thing. If you're flying a long way, that helps on your on-time
arrival.
One of the problems with Southwest is, as they've expanded their network, they've started going into more crowded airports.
That's right.
And that's one of the things that they had going for them, is you didn't fly into Boston, you flew into Manchester, or you flew into Providence. You flew into smaller airports. You flew into Long Island rather than into the New York airports. Because that helps because they're not as crowded, don't have to wait on a gate, doesn't take as long to taxi and sit before you take off. So that's a world that they have not been in before as much. Now they are. They're like all the others, and as a result, their on-time performance is suffering a little bit. Go ahead. You were going to say something. Did I interrupt you?
Not me.
Patrick.
Not me.
No, okay. Thought you were. Anyway,
nope.
They still have fun on there, though. They still have fun.
Yeah.
You know, they'll run down the aisle, opening the plastic bag, collecting air samples.
And the official airline of SeaWorld, I think, still.
There you are.
The Shamu plane.
Yeah, well, the little penguins.
They count 3, 2, 1 for you to be able to stand up as you're pulling up, you know. So, okay. All right, here you go. This is really, not sad. For most, the Academy Awards, of course, just 8 hours of mindless entertainment or less if you don't watch them. Pretty dresses, handsome leading men, few jokes, yeah. For a few, however, the Academy Awards are the Super Bowl. These are people who suffer. You ready? There's a syndrome here.
Oh, good night.
It's celebrity worship syndrome. Okay? The dreaded CWS. Yes, it is a real disorder where a person becomes overly interested with a celebrity's personal life.
They call them stalkers.
Or Democrats.
Oh, yeah. Now, again, and as if we needed proof that in fact happened. If you'll remember, Ellen DeGeneres was passing around the hat.
Oh, yeah.
To what are they getting money?
The pizza guy.
That's it, money for the pizza guy. Okay, so, and then she asks for, like, the lip balm of that girl who won for 12 Years a Slave, okay? So she gets the lip balm, and, of course, immediately this lip balm, whatever it's called, has sold out nationwide, okay?
That Lupita on
Mango? Yeah, right. Her lip gloss has sold out nationwide because Ellen DeGeneres picked it up and I guess said the name of it. I wasn't there for that, so just saying.
You weren't there for any of it.
Nor was I. Yeah, you're right. I didn't see any of that. Forbes magazine out with his list of the world's billionaires. Bill Gates back on top, baby. $76 billion taking over from Carlos Slim Helou and his family, who only have $72 billion. Now, does that cause a problem? Is there silence at the dinner table because of that? Just saying that they're $4 billion down and they're not number one anymore.
Oh, no, there's never silence because they're laughing
lot. They really are. Some of the other names you might recognize, Warren Buffett from Berkshire Hathaway, of course, he's number four. Larry Ellison from Oracle, he's in there. The Walton family, not the ones on TV, but the Walmart ones.
Oh, God.
John Boy did pretty well.
Yeah.
The Walton family in at numbers 9, 10, 13, and 14. Thank you very much. Michael Bloomberg hanging in at number 16. Sergey Brin and Larry Page at number 17 and 19. Jeff Bezos from Amazon's in there. Facebook superstar Mark Zuckerberg missed out on the top 20. He's in at 21st. He's doing all right, though. He was 66 last year, so, yeah.
They figured out a way to monetize it somehow.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So he's doing okay. So there you go. And also, Jan Kolm and Brian Acton, who made the list for the first time at numbers 200 and 500, those are the guys who owned Facebook. Bought their WhatsApp app.
Oh, the WhatsApp
for
app?
$19 billion. So they split that, which is not too bad. All right. So you boys burn candles at your house?
Mm-hmm. On occasion.
On occasion. Have you got a favorite fragrance of your candles?
Anything that doesn't smell like food.
The wife works in a home store, so she...
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. You get them at a discount.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
One of those nice downtown Bryan home stores. Oh, yeah. Smell good, too.
Okay, there you go. Well, if you're tired of those flowery, fruity, foodie types, we got you Stinky Candle Company. I mean, that's what it's called. It is called the Stinky Candle Company. This may be just right. Because some people don't like lavender and vanilla. Jeff Bennett came up with 25 new candle scents like wet grass, leather, pencil. Pencil.
I
love all three of these.
I like the smell of pencil shavings.
Wood.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And even car exhaust. Now, he also has crafted some foodies. There's wine, there's bacon, and there's one called fast food. Is that like stale grease? Is that what that would be? The candles cost about $7 each. Plans to eventually have 200 unique smells. Stinky Candle Company.
Not where I thought you were going. I was for sure there was going to be skunk, roadkill.
Hey, he's just starting out. Okay? He's just starting. No telling where we're going to end with that.
Not trying to condemn.
I'm Dr. Andy
Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. Are you troubled by unhealthy or unsightly varicose veins or spider veins? We're the leading authority in the treatment of varicose and spider veins. Continue to trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified, DeBakey-trained cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the diagnostic venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday to give you an on-the-spot diagnosis and treatment plan. We are now accepting Scott & White Health Insurance. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check out our special offers. And remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in. Try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
This is Thomas with BCS Tires and Lifts. Your tires are one of the most important safety features of your vehicle. When the rubber meets the road, not all tires are created equal. At BCS Tires, we have the tires that fit your personal lifestyle. The pros at BCS Tires know what tires fit your needs. Whether your kids are in the car with you or you're out on the farm with your friends, we won't nickel and dime you. As always, free air checks and free rotations. Any car, anytime, BCS Tires and Lifts. We're on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner or at bcstirepros.com. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
If you're looking for a tractor to do a good job for you, a big job for you, then trust Sioux Falls Prater and trust John Deere. They've got 105 to 150 horsepower rugged workhorse trailers that are available for $7,000 off during a limited time offer. This is a versatile tractor, and of course it's a great price too. 20% more room in their cab allows you the comfort that you need to transport material, whether it's baling hay, whether you're planting the fields. It's called the Comfort View Cab, and you sit in that and you'll see how it's different. So come visit Sioux Falls Prater and Brian or Navasota. Hop into that seat of the 6M or the 6R series tractor and have a look at that. You can go to cp.com, cptractor.com, of course, for more information. Now, if we're talking about taking care of your lawn, maybe, John Deere commercial-grade zero-turn mowers. The Z915B is available right now for only $69.49. If you have large property or estate-sized lots, then this is just right for you. And demos are available. Just be in touch with the folks at John Deere. And finally, if you're a novice to this, if you're brand new to this, if you really have questions just from the ground floor up, then this is your opportunity to learn all about it. It's the Tractor College, which is coming up at Sioux Falls Prater in Bryan. It's going to be Saturday, March the 29th. Come out and learn the basics, whether you're brand new, a weekend hobbyist, or looking to move up. If you want some more information, again, it is all at their website. That's cptractor.com. And, of course, you can follow the folks at Sioux Falls Prater on Facebook or Twitter to get current updates.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 726, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundations the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 50 today, maybe some sprinkles out there, not much of a chance. 36 for the low temperature tonight, then tomorrow, sunny skies, 60. Friday, sunny skies and 70. Have some clouds on Saturday, about 67 degrees, and then we'll have a wind shift on Saturday night with a 50-50 chance of showers on Sunday. Looking for a high temperature of 57. Back up into the 60s, though, as we begin next week. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 7. Our chill factor is 32. We have overcast skies and 37 degrees for you.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
As Russia invades Ukraine, the Obama regime is fighting its real enemy, American energy. Emails made public via the Freedom of Information Act show that EPA officials are working closely with environmentalist wacko groups to kill the Keystone Pipeline. The Free Market Energy and Environment Legal Institute managed to get the emails. One is from a Sierra Club environmentalist wacko to three senior EPA staffers. She wrote, "Thanks so much for taking the time to meet with us on Keystone yesterday. Let me know if I can be helpful in any way, particularly in further identifying those opportunities for EPA to engage that don't involve throwing your body across the tracks. Translation, we wackos can cover for you as long as you help us kill Keystone." Michael Gu, who's since been promoted to the Energy Department, was one of those EPA senior staffers. In another email to Gu, the Sierra Club lobbied the EPA to make regulations so strict that no coal plants could be constructed. And of course, the regime kept its promise to attack coal and coal producers as an enemy instead of one of our biggest natural resources. Now, face facts, the EPA is not acting on behalf of the American people. They're infested with environmentalist wackos on the inside who work with wackos on the outside to harm energy producers and ultimately our economy and the whole country. The EPA is corrupt and is in dire need of a good cleaning out.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Howdy, my name is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 38 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. 7% of Brazos County registered voters participated in the primary election.
There will be two runoff elections following two Justice of the Peace primaries that fielded four candidates each. In Precinct 2, the finalists are Tommy Munoz and Robbie James. Munoz looking to remain JP in Place 1 after the Place 2 seat was eliminated by county commissioners. Incumbent Vera Larrahugi finished third in the primary. In Precinct 4, Christina Butler faces Manny Aguilar, who finished four votes ahead of Daryl Booker. Elsewhere, five incumbents who won contested primaries have no opposition in the general election, among them District Judge Steve Smith.
This has been the toughest campaign I've ever been in. I'm glad that the citizens of Brazos County responded to an affirmative and positive campaign.
State Representative Kyle Cassell, who went through a runoff in a general election campaign 2 years ago, has neither this year.
You know, we had the same team put together, so we knew where we needed to be. We were two steps ahead of the game. It was more of a reunion with old friends, and what a difference that makes.
For the second time, Irma Cawley defeated Paul Madison in the Democratic primary to win re-election. Also re-elected, J.P. Mike McCleary and Constable Donald Lampo. And winning a contested primary was Republican J.P. candidate Rick Hill, who has an opponent in the general election. More information and full interviews are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Newly minted gubernatorial nominees Wendy Davis and Greg Abbott began campaigning against each other during their party's acceptance speeches.
Davis used her victory speech to say Greg Abbott defended making cuts to the state's education budget. She calls herself the more inclusive candidate.
I will be a governor who fights for all freedoms, not just certain freedoms for certain people.
What direction will be the best direction for the future of the state of Texas? Some answer that question by demanding more government.
Expect months of this ahead. The general election is in November. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
A West Bryan apartment complex was the scene of a fire Tuesday during the noon hour. Lieutenant Gerald Burnett of the Fire Marshal's office says an occupant of one of the apartments was taken to the hospital with burns, and someone living in another unit escaped without injury.
I believe one of the other apartments had family home at the time, but the neighbors responding up yelling, and they also said the smoke detectors were going off.
Burnett says the Red Cross is assisting the affected families. The fire was at the Oak Forest Apartments on Westridge Circle between Villa Maria and Turkey Creek Roads off FM 2818. College Station firefighters provided mutual aid. At least three vehicle burglaries are believed to be associated with the arrests of two men early Tuesday morning. College Station police say someone living on Fraternity Row saw two suspects and called 911. The victim told investigators one was in his SUV when his roommate's pickup. The second suspect was acting as a lookout. As officers were arriving, they saw a vehicle leaving, but it was stopped at Welburn and Navarro. The suspect's clothing description was similar to what the caller reported, and officers found a credit card with the name of a third burglary victim from last weekend. That led to the arrests of a pair of 19-year-olds from Bryan, Dylan Sear and Dumitru Sarbe. Investigators say additional arrests and charges are possible. Passenger rail priorities for Texas have been included in a legislative plan being sent to Washington. TxDOT's Kobe Chase says there's a lot of chatter about it all over the state.
One of the groups that worked with us on this document is the Texas Farm Bureau, who, you know, understandably looks at something like high-speed rail with a big kind of question mark, and they raise an eyebrow.
Chase says the Farm Bureau has asked to be included in on the discussion about rail. That plan being sent to Congress contains information about what the Texas Transportation Commission feels is important to keep. It isn't enough that the Texas drought has jacked up beef prices. Now it looks like we'll have to pay more for produce, thanks to the drought in California. California is the country's top producer of lettuce, and Texas A&M agricultural economist Marco Palma says that will be pricier due to California's drought.
48% of the fruit that we consume in the U.S. is from imported sources. If you exclude bananas, which we don't grow in the U.S., with the exception of Hawaii, it's still about 30%, and it is 23% for vegetables.
Palma says the real story of the Texas and California droughts is that the U.S. has gone from being an exporter of fresh fruits and veggies 40 years ago to being a net importer today. And a former chancellor of the Texas A&M system has passed away. Dr. Barry Thompson passed away Saturday at his ranch in West. Dr. Thompson spent 44 years in public education. He served as chancellor of Texas A&M system from September 1994 until his retirement in the summer of 1999. Barry Thompson was 77. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 38 degrees. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Maybe you've been considering a Sleep Number bed but thought you couldn't afford one. But you really can't afford another sleepless and restless night, can you? Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my Sleep Number is 65. Right now, they're introducing the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series with clean mattresses starting at only $69.99, featuring the latest innovations at a very, very comfortable price. The Sleep Number bed uses air to support you and your entire body on a cushion, and their exclusive dual air technology makes it perfect for couples. You can adjust each side of the bed independently to the level of firmness that you or your partner wants, and you'll get your own Sleep Number setting. It contours your neck and shoulders, back, hips, and more for a good spinal alignment that helps you sleep a lot better, and it's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. The queen mattress now just $6.99, and you can go take a look at it for yourself and get your own Sleep Number at the store there on Texas Avenue across from Specs and the Chick-fil-A on Texas Avenue. And when you run in, do me a favor, would you? Tell them KO said hey.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 30 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink t-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday at Producers, it's spring vegetable gardening. Get lots of information about producing your own veggies at home, but come early. It's one of our most popular classes.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I'd always thought that the average or the median home sale in this market was about $150,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually quite a bit off.
Well, you know, if you looked at it maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago, you'd have been right on track. You know, we have this great slow, steady appreciation here, which is why we don't see those big, huge market corrections. But we've seen home sales prices 2012 up to 2013 moving from the low 180s up to close to 190. And that doesn't reflect appreciation for one particular property, but it certainly is a good sign of homes in this area not only retaining value but potentially.
Well, and that's kind of a good news situation, in that if you're looking to buy or for sure some investment property, you're not going to get gouged too big at this time either.
Yeah, that's right. You know, well, any purchase of a property is an investment, whether it's for your personal home or whether it's something that you're going to be using for rental income. But it is a good sign that now's the time to make that investment and that it will hold value.
Start the process to find your realtor by going to zarealestate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moved to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Considerable cloudiness for today. There may be a passing sprinkle or two. There'll also be some patchy fog or mist this morning in spots. 55. Maybe a few sprinkles, some patchy fog or mist overnight, 35 to 40. Tomorrow, clouds will be followed by sunshine. It'll turn warmer tomorrow, high of 60. Tomorrow night, clear, 35 to 40. Sunny Friday. Temperatures Friday afternoon should be close to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Last year, I forget how many guys we got to get into camp, but it was a large number of guys that at least got an opportunity.
That's Coach Sumlin talking about the annual Aggie Pro Day. We'll get you caught up there, as well as Aggie baseball last night getting a win after dropping three in a row over the weekend. Women's basketball puts three on the All-SEC team, and the guys are headed to Missouri. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 10.
All right, there you go. Bill Flores joins us from D.C. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620.
Congratulations on being renominated. Your thoughts on the elections last night?
Well, I'm glad they're behind us. I guess we have a few runoffs that have to settle things, but I know that most of our listeners would probably be glad to see a whole lot less and hear a whole lot less and political advertising on the media these for the next few weeks.
We like the money, but yeah, we'll move on from there. But anything else that popped up as far as the on the state level or anything that catches your attention?
Well, it looks like the incumbents that were being challenged by some folks, the incumbents did pretty well. We had one guy, though, Ralph Hall up in northeast Texas, who is facing a pretty difficult runoff as he moves forward. But other than that, I think the results came out about the way most folks expected.
Yeah, we don't notice that. His opponent's a U.S. attorney, and they've run against each other before. But Hall's 90 years old, and I'm sure that really doesn't necessarily work as a positive for him.
No, I don't think it's really helpful at this point. I mean, Ralph is in good health, and I think he takes care of his constituents pretty well. But I think at the end of the day, you have to ask the question, how long should you serve the people of your district?
Mm-hmm. Well, the president rolled out his budget, and it's monopoly money. It's hard for us to understand it, but we're getting up close to a $4 billion budget that rolled out yesterday. What did you find in there that you didn't like, and is there anything in there that you could like?
Well, there was very little that anybody in District 17 would like. It's essentially a redo of the let's go take tax revenues from one group of people and then let's redistribute it in the form of a spending plan to the president's special interest. And we saw how few jobs were created from the last stimulus plan, and actually the cost per job is somewhere in the neighborhood of over $2 million per job created. And that, you know, that just doesn't work in the real world of economics. Mm-hmm. And I see no reason that this would be any better. You know, it raises taxes. It also it causes defense spending to be overshadowed by the spending on our national debt, by the interest spending on our national debt. That's very problematic. And it just, you know, it doesn't do anything to fix all the policy issues that under this president have pushed more people out of the middle class and down into poverty and caused the labor force participation rate to be the lowest since Jimmy Carter. I just don't see anything that works in this thing. You know, I could stand somebody to try to correct me on this, but I just don't see anything that really fits what we need to do in District 17 or in the state of Texas or in the country as a whole.
Sure. Bill Flores joining us from D.C., today's the first time we got a chance to ask you on the air about something that happened last week, and that was a representative from Michigan. His name is Dave Camp, and folks wouldn't necessarily know who he is, but he is chairman of a pretty powerful committee, and he really kind of unveiled a comprehensive tax reform bill, first one we've seen in almost 30 years, and
right.
not one Republican stood up on the House floor to talk about this. Now, you and I talk from time to time, and you say such and such is not a perfect bill. Well, okay, I'm sure Dave Camp's is not a perfect bill, but why did you or no other Republican stand up and speak about a significant tax reform that this guy rolled out?
Well, there were a couple reasons for that. One is that his proposal for tax reform was put together solely by the Ways and Means staff and by him. Nobody else from the Ways and Means Committee had any input on it, so it's sort of I don't want to call it a backroom deal. I think that's too pejorative, but it was not one that's done in the sunlight. Now, the Ways and Means Committee had lots of hearings on tax reform over the last several months, and they learned a lot, but I would have expected the Ways and Means Committee to work together to come up with what a collaborative proposal would be for tax reform. Dave, on the other hand, didn't do that. Our leadership is not behind this. And lots of people from both sides of the aisles can find problems with it. So here's what I would say. Number one is, I think most of America recognizes that our tax system's broken. I think number two is that most of America believes that we need to reform our tax system, our revenue code system. And the third thing I'd say is the good thing the camp plan does is to start the discussion. Now, I could never vote for it the way it is today, but I don't want to kill it at this point. What I'd like to do is see it become something that causes us to have a good faith discussion about what tax reform should look like so that we can get the economy growing. I think one of the good things that comes out of this is that we've gotten folks to agree that we can use dynamic scoring on tax reform so that instead of using static scoring now where everything has to be revenue neutral, you can say when you reform the tax code in such a way, in a good way, it causes tax revenues to go or economic growth to go up, and therefore tax revenues come up. So you can cause net deficit reduction. Yeah, well, so that's the good thing.
Well, I think I do. I mean, I understand what you're saying, a backroom deal, and that doesn't sound good. But, you know, if it ends up being basically a piece of legislation, as I understand it, you basically have three tax amounts right there, percentages, that everybody would fall under. It's a much simplified form. And, yes, it's not perfect. But for no Republican to stand up and say that this is a good idea, I mean, Camp didn't even speak on behalf of his own bill, bothers me tremendously that, you know, the way we've always done things keeps us from getting some good legislation moved forward.
Well, I have to agree with you, Scott. I didn't like the way this thing was rolled out. I don't think that Dave should have done it this particular way. I would have preferred that the full committee be involved with this. But unfortunately, that's not. I don't run the Ways and Means Committee, sure. Our leadership actually encouraged Dave to go through what's called regular order, but he elected to go this way. Mm-hmm. And I can see the reasons that he wanted to do it. One is, in an election year, anytime you put forth something that is beneficial to the economy as a whole, but gores a particular group's ox, the other side's going to make a political, it's going to run a political ad against you for that because you gored that group's ox or their special interest provision. And so I think... I think because of that, he elected to go ahead and go on his own.
Bill Floor is joining us from D.C. today, and earlier this week, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, said he was going to run again. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that was probably the right thing for him to do. I mean, I don't. If you're Speaker of the House, I don't think you would say, I'm not going to run again, or you wouldn't signal what your plan is, because if you do, then everybody writes you off as a lame duck. Mm-hmm. And so, what you would do is you announce that you're going to run through the end of the tape, and then later on after you get reelected, you could decide, okay, am I really going to do it, or am I going to then resign early and let somebody else take the spot? So,
sure.
I don't think he had an alternative but to say that he was going to run again.
Finally, anything that's going to happen this week or before we talk again?
Well, we've got a couple of interesting bills today. One is to suspend the penalty under the individual mandate of Obamacare. I'll be curious to see how many votes we get on this thing. I would expect to see lots of Democratic votes on it. And then the other thing is a bill called the Electricity Security and Affordability Act, which will help rein in the way the EPA is trying to regulate coal-fired generating plants. I don't know if our listeners realize this, but we got really close to an electric crisis in the state of Texas on Monday morning and Tuesday morning, mm-hmm. because of high energy demand and a couple of plants that were offline, that dropped offline in January. And ERCOT was sending out notices about having really thin margins because of the cold, windy weather that we had. This bill would help alleviate that problem. If we don't get the EPA in line, if we had another cold stamp like this and EPA's rules were in effect and they go into effect next year, you'll see blackouts in Texas. This is critically important stuff.
Yeah, we do need to probably talk about that some more next week, again, because so many people moving to Texas, the demand, and again, I mean, this was some cold weather, but hopefully we've got a little underpinning there to help us when we have those times when we have to use some extra energy. Bill
right,
Flores,
I hope so.
Go ahead.
Oh, nothing.
Okay, very good. Bill Flores joins us. You can hear it on most every Wednesday. You can hear his entire interview on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Great to be with you on News Talk 1620. I'd ask our listeners to continue prayer for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
Certainly, thanks. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Here's a question whose answer could reveal a lot about the state of your marriage. How do you react when your spouse does things that irritate you? Many couples allow every little annoyance to turn into conflict, which, of course, is not healthy for a relationship. And that's why sometimes the best idea is to simply overlook minor problems and focus on your partner's positive traits instead. Janet learned that lesson the hard way. She often complained to her friends, "John makes me so mad. I've asked him again and again to clean the bathtub, but he never does. I don't know how much longer I could take it." Then one morning, the phone rang. It was the hospital calling. "Your husband's been in an accident," said the voice on the other end of the line. "You need to get down here right away." As Janet rushed to get dressed, she couldn't help but notice the bathtub. She started to cry. That dirty ring suddenly didn't seem so important. Instead, her mind was flooded with all of her husband's wonderful qualities. She kicked herself for allowing something so minor to affect how she saw her husband. What about you? Are you making mountains out of molehills? Step back and take a fresh look at your relationship. Are the things that bother you really that important? If not, maybe it's best to overlook them. For more help building a stronger marriage, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Never before in the history of mankind has March meant so much. The Quicken Loans Billion Dollar Bracket Challenge with Yahoo Sports. The once-in-a-lifetime event that could change your life forever. How you make your college basketball picks doesn't matter. $1 billion could be yours. But that's not the only way to win big. If your bracket ranks in the top 20, you'll walk away with $100,000. Guaranteed. Get your game on at QuickenLoansBracket.com, where you can fill out your bracket and find more details. The Quicken Loans Billion Dollar Bracket Challenge with Yahoo Sports. Pick a perfect bracket, win $1 billion. Enter at QuickenLoansBracket.com.
Not affiliated with or sponsored by NCAA. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the United States, 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Begins March 3rd, 2014. Ends at 1 a.m. Eastern Time on March 20th, 2014. For official rules and complete details, visit www.quickenloansbracket.com. Prizes available to first 15 million registrants only. Sponsor Quicken Loans, Inc. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click Child's Dermatology.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. It's 7:52. White Tech Aggie Baseball snapped a 3-game losing streak, toppling the UT Arlington Mavericks 5-4 at Globe Life Park on a chilly evening.
Yeah, a lot of courage tonight. I'm really proud of our team and, you know, get that dirty taste out of her mouth from the weekend. Winning's hard. Losing's easy. All you got to do is show up and put on these pearly, beautiful uniforms that Adidas gives us, and you can lose. It's hard to win. And, you know, had some guys come up big for us off the bench, out of the bullpen, and UTA wouldn't go away. You got to give them a lot of credit. And, you know, I'm just proud of our bunch.
One of the highlights last night was freshman Tyler Stubblefield, who worked 5 2/3 scoreless frames, scattering 5 hits and 1 walk while striking out 9. Aggs are back in action today as they host Texas Southern and the Tigers at 6:35 at Olsen Field. And you can catch the action for that on 1620 WTAW. 12 members of the 2013 Texas A&M football team are scheduled to participate at the Aggies' annual Pro Day at the McFerrin Center. The long and short of it is this is a big, giant NFL tryout for Fighting Texas Aggie football. And Coach Sumlin's take on that.
What it does is create opportunities also for other players who weren't at the combine, and I think that's a big deal. Last year, I forget how many guys we got to get into camp, but it was a large number of guys that at least got an opportunity.
Although Pro Day is not open to the public, we'll have more on that for you tomorrow. Three Texas A&M women's basketball players received all-conference honors. Courtney Walker was named to the first team All-SEC. Courtney Williams was named second team All-SEC. And Jordan Jones was named SEC Co-Defensive Player of the Year.
It means a lot to myself and my teammates. It's just a true testament of hard work. Waking up at 6 a.m. almost every day in the summer, working out with Coach Starkey, defensive plans, defensive techniques. All of it is just really paying off.
The ladies hit the road to Duluth, Georgia for the SEC tournament, which starts Friday at 7:30. They'll play the winner of one of the play-in games that start today and tomorrow. Aggie men's basketball is hitting the road, too. They head to Missouri to play the Tigers. The guys are 1-7 on the road this season, something Coach Kennedy says he can attribute to several different things.
I would like to give you the same answer everybody else in our league is saying. You know, I think it's inexperience. I think it's toughness. And then it has the other teams are playing really well on, at home, you know, just like we are. But most of all, I think it's the inexperience of our league that's keeping us from winning road games.
Tip-off tonight against Mizzou is at 7 with coverage on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. 12 members of the 2013 Fight Texas Aggie football team are scheduled to participate at the Aggies' annual Pro Day at the McFerrin Athletic Center later this morning. Now, the long and short of it is, this is just a big NFL tryout for the Aggies. The event is closed to the general public, but we'll let you know what's going on as we'll be there live. Dallas Cowboys have told defensive end DeMarcus Ware that they want him to remain with the team in 2014, but now the team and the player have to come to a bargaining agreement to bridge the gap on salary for the seven-time Pro Bowler. He is scheduled to make $27 million over the next 2 years, so it's either restructure or Ware will have to move on. Alabama's Nick Saban isn't taking credit for the 10-second rule that's scheduled to be voted on tomorrow by the NCAA Playing Rules Oversight Panel. But he is adamant that the pace of play in college football bears a closer look as it relates to player safety. Quote, I don't care about getting blamed for this. That's part of it. I do think that somebody needs to take a very close look at this. End quote. In the NBA last night, Dwight Howard had 22 points and 16 rebounds, and the Houston Rockets held King James in check as Houston ran by Miami 106-103. Miami did have a chance to tie with just seconds left, but Howard came through forcing LeBron to take a bad shot.
I know he was trying to get the three off, so I just wanted to just stay back a little bit, force him to do a step back three, make him make a tough shot.
In other NBA action, San Antonio routed Cleveland 122-101. In the NHL, the Columbus Blue Jackets held off a third period charge by Dallas and won 4-2 over the Stars. In NASCAR action, sort of, Kurt Busch and Andretti Autosports have announced that Busch will try to become the first driver in 10 years to do the Indianapolis 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 on the same day. Only John Andretti, Tony Stewart, and Robbie Gordon have attempted the grueling 1,100-mile, quote, double, and no driver has done it since Gordon in 2004. And finally, the number 13 Texas A&M softball team hits the road to Texas State today to play a single game against the Bobcats at Bobcat Stadium in San Marcos. First pitch at 6 o'clock, and it's on the Zone HD channel, 95.1-3. That's your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Lemonade Day returns to Bryan College Station on Sunday, May 4th. Hundreds of local kids will take part, learning how to own and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. It's fun, it's free, and kids get to keep the money they earn. We do need adult partners and volunteers to help participate. To learn more and register online, go to LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Attention, please. There will be nothing funny in the next 30 seconds.
And this is not a joke.
This is serious.
People are using our funny.
Online people are pretending to be
AggielandHelpWanted.com.
And this is no laughing matter.
So if you search for us online, make sure it reads AggielandHelpWanted.com.
Make sure there's a blue map of your area in the upper left-hand corner.
Should we do something funny now?
No, no funny.
Not even a raspberry?
Fine.